Blog Talk Radio.
Just hold on for a minute, because they're again, like, by performing,
is the problem is putting the song. The song has already been recorded, so I'm trying to make sure it sounds good for me. You know, I love to perform, but I have nothing to prove to anything or anybody. I've been doing it for 20 years on stage, but, you know, or on at clubs all over LA. I paid my dues. And that's the situation as it is. When people question me, like, how do you deserve it? Why do you deserve that or whatever? And I say, if you've spent 30 years doing it and 20 years performing and recording music and writing and playing songs, and that's not include jam sessions and all that, then you pay your dues. That amount of time, anything or less or whatever. If you put in some time, you paid your dues. And that's how it is. Well, you know, I am unique. You know, I'm unique. I like that song. I've written that song. rock, pop, I love it all. But it's important for me to talk because the expression of my soul is essential, because I have a lot to talk about. Because as I said before in many broadcasts, I'm on this planet not to just use the tools that I have to create, but I'm also here to use my mind to express. And that is important. Important is that there's so much stuff going on in this world, and there's so much stuff to overcome. But for me, I just say that I always keep the motto of just trying to be positive and keep going. I have to keep going no matter what happens. I got one life to live. And besides, I'm a Leo. Well, we all are different signs and expressions, so I love to create. Well, anyway, the create process is important for me to talk about, because as you just heard the song Unique, it's on the Slow Evolution of Dove Night EP, which is available on Google Play, iTunes, you know the whole shebang. But I also create pop and rock, pop and rock and roll. I love R&B too. I love country. I love it all. But I think that from my standpoint, the important thing is being positive, and creation is important, that through dealing with other people and the situation as it is, we need to be more accepting, you know, because being unique, like my song, and I'm definitely unique, means that a person has something to give to the world, regardless of where they come from and who they are, because we all belong to this world. We're all equal, no matter what race or color or creed or orientation or wherever you come from, or, you know, character. If you dress different, act different, look different than other people, then it means you got something to give to the world. You expand the world's conscience, because the world's conscience is based on expression of thyself, and I believe that everyone has their own unique expression, which needs to be expressed to the world in some form or another, if not art, then politics, education, etc. And it's important, in my opinion, that it should be expressed that way. And that's how I feel. And being unique that I am, and everybody on this planet is unique, it's important to know that we all have our timetables and where we should be and where we should act or whatever. So someone performs here or do this, they may not do it in the same way as another person as far as whether another person perform or another person act or in everyday life how a person expresses themselves. But the most important thing that is there's no excuse universally for any intolerance. Because being who I am, I experience so much intolerance. And there's intolerance toward a lot of people based on lifestyles. And, you know, living in California, they have laws against discrimination on people based on religion. There should be no anti-Semitism based on color of skin. There should be no discrimination against people of African American or Latino or whatever color you are. There should be no discrimination on people who are gay or gender identity, wherever you come from. There should be no discrimination on people who are white. But, you know, when I say white, I mean people who are unique. If you wear a mohawk or you have a ring in your ear, if you're dressing, you know, you like to dress in a certain way, then you should not be targeted or harassed. But unfortunately, there are some idiots in this world who do. And that's not fair. And I'm glad they have a hate crime laws, and I'm glad they have laws that, that you know, try to protect people, because there's some ignorant people who don't see beyond their background. And I say that there are people who don't like rock and rollers. I mean, you wear long hair, or people are unique, or, you know. And I'm going to say something about one thing that's so important. People call people who are, you know, in school, doing well, getting degrees, or use their mind as expressions on this planet to bring about their destiny. They call geeks, call nerds. And the thing about it is, yeah, but it really is, look at the expression geek or nerd. What it really is saying is that it was started by jocks and people when they were in school who didn't do as well in school. Compare, and they were attacking people who did well or who were academic inclined or who wanted to be, you know, because no matter how bright people are, most people do not do as well in school as they want to, even the smartest people on the planet, like Albert Einstein, etc. But nevertheless, geek and nerd is a metaphor for putting down somebody who's trying to better themselves, because the thing is that it was, you know, the geek and nerds will eventually run the world and control everything, government, politics, business, because they're the smartest. And anybody could be bright if you work hard at it. And look at geek and nerd as a term to become a success, not a detriment. That's how it is. They were just jealous because people were either doing very well or had a genius above average grades or work hard at school or was inclined academically. So to all the nerds and the geeks in the world, I salute to you, or who want to be, I salute to you. The truth is, anybody can be a geek or nerd if you put your mind to it, because they're going to control the planet, really. So why? What's wrong with being a geek or nerd? The term really is backwards. Just like this world is. The world has so many expressions and skewedness that are based on fantasies of how good you look, or how you look on the outside, how much money you have, or how much beauty, and that has nothing to do with the personality. That on the inside, if you're a good person, good to people, and you want to be somebody and you want to do the right thing, that is where you look at, not on the outside. But unfortunately, how the way this world is, you look on the outside and think that's all the way it is, and it's not. And you just look at who people are intolerant or put down people. Look at the character. Like I say on my Twitter, I'm a creator. I also love to be philosophical. The character of a person is demonstrated by how much negativity or how much expression he puts, that either negative or positive. And as I said before, if you're a positive person, you're going to bring positive consequences. If you're a negative person, it's going to be negative consequences. And that includes religion. Religion, bigotry is no excuse. Someone's targeting me thinking I'm a devil worshiper or a Christian. That is not how you become, you know, have equilibrium or be a part of this world in a positive manner. It just isn't. If you're going to target me because of your intolerance on religion, then something is wrong with you. If you tolerate anybody, an expression of who they are, then something is wrong with you. Yeah, everybody can believe politically what they want, and that's fine. The world does not revolve around one person or one thing, and it shouldn't. But it should not be, you know, the people going to attack me because of the way I look or the way I act or who I hang out with. That is not fair. And that's how it is. Because it's all a part of love. really, self-determination and self-love. Geeky and nerdy, you know what? I didn't do as well in school. Still ain't. I was never the best person in class, but I became academic inclined because I wanted to learn about the world. But I was also an artist, so I've always been an artist and I always will be. Yeah. What? That is the truth. I'm just having fun here. But seriously, it's good to go to school. And speaking of school, no matter what age or wherever position or time, whether you're 80 or 2, if you're going to school, whether it's technical or college or whatever, go. It really helps. I was reluctant to go to school because I just wanted to be an artist, and I realized it was good to go to school, even though I didn't do too well, and I didn't. All I did was fail a class. Fail. But I never gave up. Even though I wanted to write a song and sing it, I still didn't give up. So give me another alternative to understanding the world. Well, I'm having fun. But it is the truth. I'm trying to be positive, ain't I? Yeah, I am. I'm just acting silly. But seriously, don't mess with the geeks and nerds because they tend to control everything, okay? They're brainy, okay? Okay, they're brainy. Look at your congressman. Or look at most of the presidents. Or look at the businessmen. They really are very bright. They really are, because they're geeks, they're nerds, they're your boss. Well, anyway, most of them don't look at me. Listen, I am an artist, I'm just having fun, okay? But I'm telling it like it is. And it's all about self-love, but on a serious note, it's about just really expressing thyself no matter where I am. And I can't be on a timetable like other people or other artists and so on, because we're all unique. No matter where I go, where I do, limited or a lot, I try to do the best I can to express myself in this world and be who I need to be to understand it, because life is an evolving system of changes, because everything always changes. And with the evolution of life, and with the slow evolution of the night, it was an evolution of changes that I went through. And I wanted to talk about the slow evolution of night because there's going to be some of the EP come out. It's about the Black album you see with the slow evolution of night, the white, you know. It's on my Twitter, you know, you can see it. Okay, if you can't see it, I'll put it on after I finish this broadcast. You'll see it all over Twitter. It's just, you know, like me, I had my ups and downs, and it's like a tug of war between finding love and being in love and overcoming adversity. Rock and pop, and that's what it's about. So love versus adversity, and it's pop, you know, that's why I fell in love with you, and I really want to be with you, and forever and through time. About finally, you just heard forever of the time. Verse, the adversity, true graphic adversity, but in a nice manner. Compare it to the serious songwriters of the 90s, the grunge rock, who I guess was inspired, because I was writing from the heart. I didn't know that they were writing similarly. Guess that is the way it is. So to Billy Corgan's Smashing Pumpkins, to Kurt Cobain, to Eddie Vedder, or Pearl Jam in general, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Smashing Pumpkins, Soundgarden, I salute you. But to pop songwriters like Tracy Chapman or Susan Vega, you know, my name is Luca. I live on the second floor. That was that other side, you know, with unique. And with tragedy, and it's not what I am. Because I'm not a tragedy. I had too much to overcome in my life. Believe me. I had too much. So there are a lot of people. So I've written about it. I wasn't even thinking about the commercial aspects of doing music, because that was the last thing I was wanting to do when I became a singer-songwriter. I was wanting to write from the heart, to be truly who I am. And that's what it is. But the other side of the coin, writing about love songs, was truly about, that's who I am too. So it's all real. I'm a very diverse guy. I like to expand my direction, and I like to experiment with things. I had to keep an open mind about a lot of things, on it, even though it's hard with some things. Well, I don't never be intolerant. I have to keep an open mind about life, because life, while I'm on this planet, one life to live, I have to see what's going on, because there's so much to learn and grow through creativity. You know, and I'm going to say, you know, people say, you know, positive is the key. Being positive, you know, being respectful is another. Because when I see another person, artist, work, I'm going to always respect it no matter what genre or what they're doing. It doesn't matter what critics say, because it's from the heart, it's unique, it's part of the creative process. Nothing could, no judge or critic could tarnish a creative project. It's from the divine. It's so important, standing the soul of an individual. And in my soul, I have to be real. I have to tell it like it is. I'm a poet. I always will be. And a dream, no matter how big or little, will come true in its own way. No matter what happens, it's goal. If you're doing something you like to do, if it belongs, it comes from the heart, that's the most important thing. Then from a public opinion or what anybody else think, and that's how I feel for myself. And if I have a complaint or anything, as long as it's honest and as long as it's truthful, and that's my creation, or whatever I say or express is all authentic, and that's the most important thing. Because we're all God's children. I believe in God and me, and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what anybody says. And that's all it is. I'll just think about God. God made me to be who I need to be and create and to be myself. And it's not, and I'm in control of myself. And it's not at the same time for me to try to do that to anyone else. And last thing, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine has come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good night from Dove.